Someone is asking community integration. Please offer ideas on ways that Dhamma meditation communities can strike a balance between beginners and experienced meditators, meeting both needs along the path.
Well, I mean, I think one is again, this, I think coming back to that sense of sharing, so that, and sharing and giving is a great way to form a bond between those different needs, so that you know, beginners, people with less experience can be, they have something to give to help support, to help be of service to. And similarly, that it goes the other way as well, where those who are maybe more experienced, they've got a foundation, and then giving and sharing as well of their experience or their guidance or their support in different ways. But it's also, that's where having a, sometimes having a actual kind of physical activities that one can be engaging in is like a meeting place where just like sometimes having, of course now with COVID, I mean, it's really difficult, but the whatever place of say whatever meeting place there is, then being able to, you know, help support it, help keep it clean, help, you know, scrub the toilets. I mean, there's, you know, those are very ordinary practical things that, yeah, everybody can be joining in with. And maybe you know, especially in an urban community where people are spread out a bit more, then you have to be a bit creative in finding things that people can be doing together. And it's that communal activity, communal endeavor that helps to form a bond In a kind of a tangible way, and then the other aspects of, you know, of meditation, of mindfulness, developing deeper understanding, those things slowly grow.